the incredible and familiar theme from the great film Phantasm, which if you've listened to this show for any number of years, know what an important film Phantasm is and was in my life. And saw it when it came out in 1979. I saw it over 100 times in the theater. And that's not an exaggeration. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I love it. And over the years, I've been lucky enough to have the cast of Phantasm on the show and the writer-director of Phantasm on the show many times. And I've been able to meet them and interview them and talk to them. And coming back to the show this morning with us is the great Don Coscarelli, the writer and director of Phantasm, and who's gone on to do other things. All of the Phantasm films up until this point, The Beastmaster, Bubba Hotep, John Dies at the End, so many more things. Don's going to be at the Flashback Weekend this weekend, August 5th through the 7th. This is going to be a blast, guys. I'm going to be there all weekend. I'm one of the hosts, and it's at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel in Rosemont. Check out flashbackweekend.com for more information. There is a ton of stuff going on. I'll give you details on some of the other events. But for my money, the highlight of the entire weekend is going to be two screenings of Phantasm Remastered. This is the brand new remastered 4K digital version of the original 1979 Phantasm, as never before seen. And it's going to be screened Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. I will be there. I will be introducing my guest, Don Coscarelli, who will be talking about and introducing the film. And I am so thrilled to have Don back on the show. Don, how are you?
Hey, Nick, I am so happy to be back on your wonderful show.
I appreciate
that. It's been too long.
It has. It's been a while. It's been, I think it's 2014.
Yeah.
When you guys came to town, everybody came back to town, and you know, it was like the 35th anniversary of Phantasm, and everybody was at the Flashback Weekend, and it was wonderful, man. It's always great to have you on the show. So you've been good.
Oh, everything's been fine. I've been doing good. Well, you know, except for the sad news that our beloved star Angus Scrimm has passed away, and that was a tough time. I know you were friends. We should probably go into how close the two of you guys were.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about, we lost Angus Scrimm, and he was just an incredibly nice man. And, you know, he played the tall man in the Phantasm series, and we get to see him, we get to see more of his work as the tall man because Ravager's coming out in October.
Really exciting, yes. October 7th, to be exact. We actually have a release date. Yes, Angus is in his glory. We didn't exactly know it at the time when we were making it, but it was his last screen appearance, and he's just magnificent.
Yeah,
well, he just is.
Let's talk a little bit about Angus Scrimm. I mean, we have to pay tribute to the man. How did you first come in contact with Angus?
Well, way back in the distant past, back when I was a young lad, a teenager to be exact, I had this crazy idea with a neighborhood friend of mine, Craig Mitchell, that the two of us would make a motion picture. And so we started making this movie. I think I was 18 when we started. Craig was 19. My dad had kicked in a little amount of money. We were trying to find actors to play in the thing, and we would just have these open calls, and actors would wander in. And it was especially hard to find adult actors. You know, there are lots of kids who were trying to break in. But we had a casting call at a major hotel. We rented a room. It was our big secret. We rented the room for, I think, $50, and that gave us a little legitimacy. And one day, Angus just walked in, and he read for the role of this alcoholic father, and he was just great. Mm-hmm. And that was when I first met him. And we, you know, so I was, God, I hate to say it, I was friends with him for just decades, and then just quite a blow to lose him.
It really was. And, you know, the connection that I had with Angus was really, it's such a crazy story, Don. You know,
we have to tell it because it's so crazy. I mean, because and it played out on your show.
It did.
It was so cool.
It was insane. And you know, the last time that we were all at Flashback together, Angus told the story again on stage when I was doing your Q&A. And it still blew my mind. When I was 14 years old, Phantasm came out, and as you know, Don, it was the seminal movie of my teenage years.
Nick, I do know that now.
And I wrote a fan letter to Angus Scrimm. They posted in Forrey Ackerman's Famous Monsters of Filmland. They posted that his birthday was coming up, and they gave the date, and then I sent him a letter, and I got a letter back from him. With a signed picture, and I was beside myself. And so years go by, and I was at the Fangoria convention in L.A., and I saw Angus there, and I got an autograph, and I said, you know, I'm such a huge fan of yours, and he said, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, my name is – I sent you a fan letter, like, when I was a kid. My name is Nick DiGilio. He goes, oh, Nick, I remember you. And I went, what? And this was like 10 years after the film had come out, a good 10 years. Then
yes,
go even further in time, okay? And I had all of you guys on from Phantasm. I had Reggie and I had Michael. I had Bill. I had Kat and you and Angus on. And Angus, Angus started to read verbatim from my fan letter.
Which he had kept.
He had kept. And he started to read it, and I was like, oh, my God. And suddenly, it took a little while, but suddenly I'm like, oh, my God, does he still have my fan letter from, like, 1980? And he did.
Yeah, the best part was he didn't tell you he had the letter. He just started reading this letter from a 14-year-old, and then you realized that it was from you.
It was insane. And such just a sweet guy, you know, like so far removed from the evil, you know, that he was as the tall man. An incredibly sweet man.
Yeah, it really was. And it was so interesting for me to, over the years, to travel with him to the various horror conventions. Of course, Flashback Weekend was a great one.
Yeah.
And to see the fan response, you know, especially because, you know, he was one of those characters, maybe one of those first characters that really terrified many people on screen.
Yeah.
And so I guess it was in a weird way, like therapeutic for people to meet him, because it would somehow expunge their fear. And so consequently, all they wanted to do was hug him and pinch him and kiss him.
I know.
Which was really bizarre. But
It is. The other thing was that at the last Flashback convention that you guys were all at, Bill and Reggie did like a concert. And
yes.
And Angus came up. I got to introduce him. And Angus came up and he sang a song. And I got to tell you, Don, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
And I believe they posted it on YouTube. So if anybody out there wants to watch it, I forgot the title of that song.
I forgot it too. But, it was so good. And God, it was so good. So, well, listen, I can't even explain to you how excited I am about Phantasm Remastered. You know, when I first heard about this, I lost my mind. And then, you know, like to see how much of a fan J.J. Abrams is, he instigated this whole thing. Tell me about how it came, like how J.J. Abrams came to you about it and this whole situation.
Well, it was, you know, it had come out of the blue, but the whole thing was kind of organic in a way, Nick, because I think he's about your same age, and I think the movie had a similar impact on him. And it's funny, you know, I might have told you this before, but as you know, as we get a little farther along in the age of Phantasm, I'm really starting to believe that it wasn't so much that I made a horror film, but I made a young teenage male empowerment movie.
You did.
I'm meeting these guys in their 30s and 40s now who said, I saw that movie when I was 12, and I've never forgotten it.
Yeah. No, let me real quick, Don, that's absolutely what it is. Not only is it a kick-ass, awesome, imaginative horror movie and original in every sense of the way, but your hero, was a 14-year-old boy who got to shoot shotguns, drive cool cars, ride motorcycles, you know, and fight off beasts from another dimension. So, of course, I mean, I see this movie, and I'm like, oh, my, Michael Baldwin was my hero. That guy was my hero.
No, absolutely true. And drinking Mexican beer.
That's
also,
right, drinking Dos Equis. That. Yeah, drinking Dos Equis, yeah.
So, but anyhow, so the way it came about with JJ was that I had gotten a phone call from him, you know, way back in the day, late 90s. I think he was working on the Felicity TV series and just called me out of the blue and wanted to talk about Phantasm. And so he's a super cool guy, you know, stayed friendly with him. In fact, what was nice about it is then I introduced him to Angus. He wanted to meet him. And then he put Angus into his new TV show, which was The Alias Show, and
right.
gave him a recurring role,
right.
which was such a nice thing because Angus was so excited to actually work in a big Hollywood television series, and the, you know, with all of the credibility and respect that goes along with that. So he loved, he and JJ had a really nice bond in many respects. But at any rate, so, obviously JJ's working on a lot of big high profile stuff, but from time to time, you know, he would check in and we'd catch up on what was going on. And a couple of years back, he emailed and said that he wanted to screen Phantasm over at his company for his people, for his staff. And the problem that I had at that time was that all I had were some of these crappy, hacked up old 35 millimeter prints that had been shown and shown and shown.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just had the standard def DVD, which really, you know, isn't the greatest presentation. So I told him about that. And of course, being the can-do guy he is, he says, oh, well, we can fix that, you know, and he put me in touch with this super cool guy who works on his staff named Ben Rosenblatt, and Ben figured out a way where I could come in after hours to the Bad Robot offices and work on a remaster of Phantasm.
Wow.
And that's how it evolved.
That's amazing. All right, listen, Don, we got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk more about this. And Phantasm Remastered is going to be screened Friday night, August 5th at 10 p.m., Saturday, August 6th at 11:30 p.m., and they're all at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. And for those regular listeners, that's where I hold my monthly film club every month. So you got to come out and see this. This is, for me, the highlight of my summer. I am so excited about this. So, Don, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right. Don Coscarelli, writer-director of Phantasm, is going to be at Flashback Weekend. You can meet him. You can get pictures with him. You can get autographs. He is going to be there to introduce each screening of Phantasm Remastered. You guys, this is a big deal. You can get your tickets through the Carmike website, which is carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E. We want to pack the place and have a great time. This is a big deal. Don Coscarelli introducing each screening of the film. And we're going to talk more with Don coming up right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That's the great music from the great Bubba Hotep. Another great film that Don Coscarelli, my guest, directed. Don, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, one of my favorite scores ever from Bubba Hotep. Such a great score.
That is a listening to, for a couple of moments. I didn't know that guitar twang struck chords in my memory, and it took me a moment to groove into it. But it really is a beautiful score. And of course, Brian Tyler, the composer, has gone on to do lots of great big movies like Iron Man and other things like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Great stuff. And we can talk about Bubba Hotep in a little bit. So let's get back to Phantasm Remastered. You know, J.J. Abrams, a big fan of Phantasm. So much so, how cool was it, Don, that one of the characters in the last Star Wars movie was named after the film?
Stunning. It just came out of nowhere. You know, he never said anything about it.
Oh, he did. He didn't tell you?
No, I found out in the press. That was what's so bizarre. But pretty cool. And, you know, the weird part about it, Nick, as you'll know, is we share this really bizarre relationship with Star Wars, which has to do with the fact that we had these little characters in the original Phantasm, which we called the dwarf creatures, and they were these little cloaked zombies who would run around and terrorize the hero, and they bore a distinct resemblance to the Jawas in Star Wars, but we had already shot a big chunk of our movie before we ever found out about them in Star Wars. And then just, you know, what could we do? We just went ahead and said, oh, well, it's a sci-fi picture. It'll come, it'll go, and, you know, our movie will come out or whatever. And so anyway, that was one of the connections. And right. Now we have a bona fide connection 30-some years later.
Yeah. Now, what was the process like to remaster Phantasm? You said that you did it. Tell me about it.
Let me tell you, it, the technology of it is terrific. So we started off with frame scan of every frame of the original camera negative, and that part is great because a lot of times companies will they'll save time and save money by going into use the original material called an interpositive, which is like a printing element. But we got the actual camera negative that ran through the camera when we were filming, brought it out and sent it through. And the thing is that thing, you know, it had been through the ringer a little. So there's, you know, some dirt and some scratching, and there are all kinds of, you know, flaws that we were seeing in the 35mm prints back when the movie was released. Mm-hmm. So all of this is now gone. It's now completely cleaned. It was done on this system called Mystica, and basically going through painstakingly doing color correction, doing dirt removal. The best part of all, Nick, all the fishing line is now gone because, you know, back in the day, we didn't have any digital effects. There was only one way to fly those spheres. Well, we would throw them sometimes.
Right, right.
But other times we would fly them in on fishing line. And the people like you had seen it 100 times.
Right.
You saw the fishing line coming out of the garbage disposal when that bug comes flying up.
Right.
Well, that is now just non-existent. Oh. And for me, that's one of the best parts.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And also was able to go through and reposition some shots slightly. You know, a lot of times the camera wasn't exactly the way I wanted, maybe the little too much headroom or not. And it's so sweet.
Wow. Can I say
one more thing?
Of course, please.
Yeah. Okay, so this thing went on and off for about 18 months. I was going over there to Bad Robot working on the thing. And then one day, JJ's walking by and he goes, how's it coming? And I go, oh, yeah, almost done. We're looking great. And he says, okay, what about the audio? What are you going to do for the audio? And I said, well, let's not get too far out there. You know, you guys have been too kind. It cost a fortune to go back and rip apart all the audio tracks and then reconstruct them. And it was insane. And he just insisted we go ahead and do it. So we have got this kick ass sound now. Like, I just want to say something, Nick, after the screening, I bet you will come up to me and say, that car chase is freaking awesome, Don. It's like the muscle car CUDA has never sounded so good.
Awesome.
The impact of the explosions and the gunshots, while still keeping it organic to the original,
yeah,
but just with more impact.
Oh God, I can't be more excited. This is amazing. It's literally going to be like me going back, because I saw that movie at the Woods Theater in the Chicago Loop the weekend it opened. And it's going to be like I'm jumping in a time machine and going back to April 1979. That's exactly
amazing.
What
it's going to be like. That I remember once meeting the guys who had owned the Woods Theater, and they were telling me about how they would run horror shows there and do huge business with the horror films from the time.
Yeah. So that's Phantasm Remastered, and everybody, if you're a horror fan, you got to come out to this. Now, listen, I just wanted to say this, that if you are not attending the Flashback Weekend, you can still come to see Phantasm. It's a separate ticket. You can just get your ticket.
Yeah, just like going to a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can buy the tickets online now, and they are going fast, so I suggest getting them.
It's carmike.com, CARMIKE. It's at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. It's really easy to get to, and parking is free. If you're coming to the Flashback Convention, which I think you should, because it's going to be a great time. It always is every year. This is just part of the screenings. So it's Friday, August 5th at 10 p.m. is the first screening. Saturday, August 6th at 11:30 p.m. is the second screening. Don, I'm introducing you at both of them.
Great.
And I will
I wouldn't let anyone else, Nick.
I know. Yeah, I would have fought somebody if anybody else tried to do it. And I'm going to be doing your Q&A as well.
That'll be great.
On Saturday, late Saturday afternoon, I'll be doing your Q&A. And the Flashback Convention, you've been associated with these guys since the beginning of Flashback was 2002, and Bubba Hotep premiered at Flashback here.
I found out about the wonderful Mike Kurz and his lovely wife Mia, who run the convention. They are so committed to putting on a great, safe, fun show for all ages. They are just the best people in the world, and they really put on. I've gone to a number of conventions, and there is number one in my book.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I've been associated.
They have some other good talent this year. I know they're doing a big reunion from the Scream series.
Yeah,
they have Nev Campbell coming and other.
Yeah, Nev Campbell, Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich from Scream. Rachel True from The Craft, and Nev Campbell and Skeet Ulrich. Rob Zombie's movie 31, Malcolm McDowell, Meg Foster, others are going to be there. Ted Raimi from Ash vs. Evil Dead.
He's amazing.
Jill Marie Jones from Ash vs. Evil Dead, and a whole bunch of Friday the 13th folks and Halloween folks. It's always a blast. There are great vendors where you can get all kinds of stuff. I spend a ton of money every year when I go to this thing. And there's all kinds of Q&As and special screenings, and they're showing Scream outside at the, on the drive-in screen. They are also screening The Craft, 20th anniversary of The Craft. And then, of course, the big one is the two Phantasm remastered screenings. You got to get your tickets now, and you got to be there Friday, August 5th at 10 p.m. Saturday, August 6th at 11:30 p.m. In the advanced screenings. And by the way, these are advanced screenings because the film is going to open in theaters in September. So we're seeing it a good month and a half before it gets released.
Absolutely true. And I should really give a plug for the Music Box Theater because they're going to bring it in on the 24th, September 24th.
September 24th
also.
At the Music Box. Okay, but you get a chance to see it with Don in the audience and me giggling like a 13-year-old girl. That's basically what's going to happen.
That's the best. Forget me. Nick giggling. That's going to be the best part.
Don, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and catch up more with Don Coscarelli. Again, this is the highlight, man. I'm telling you, you got to see Phantasm Remastered, and it's going to be so great. Go to moviecode.com or carmike.com. Get your tickets right now, CARMIKE. All right, we'll take a break and come back after this. Yes, bringing me back about 11 years to Showtime's Masters of Horror series, which I loved, man. And my guest is Don Coscarelli, who did an episode of Masters of Horror, and a great one at that. But he's going to be in town at the Flashback Weekend this weekend, Flashback Weekend. I'll give you details on so many of the great events and guests and celebrities that are going to be there. But again, the highlight, man, Friday night at 10 p.m. at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont, Saturday night at 11:30 p.m., Phantasm Remastered. It's going to be an incredible experience. And Don Coscarelli, the writer and director, is going to be there to introduce it. Don, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Nick. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
So tell me about, really quickly, about the work on Masters of Horror. I missed Masters of Horror. Was it fun to work on that show?
Oh, it was great because there were a lot of resources to make the movies. Got to shoot in Vancouver, which is a really nice town, and pretty much got to do whatever we wanted. And I was able to take that Joe Lansdale short story and also give a great role to Angus Grimm from Phantasm. Maybe absolutely. One of his best roles past the Tall Man. He is so darn good in that movie. And it reminds me about back in the day, he used to do his own stunts. Like he got cracked in the face by when that girl hit him with the 2x4, which is pretty cool for a guy in his early 80s, you know, to take a shot like that.
Right.
So, but, Yeah, it was a nice time.
Yeah, Incident on and Off a Mountain Road and Masters of Horror. I've got all of them on. I've got the whole series on DVD, and I just love it. Quickly, I want to talk about your last film, John Dies at the End. You've been on this show like 800 times, but I want to talk about. I really love John Dies at the End, and I like it more each time I see it. It gets funnier and weirder and more awesome every time I see it. Tell everybody about John Dies at the End.
Well, listen, it's a really crazy, wacky story about these and horrific at the same time about these two slackers who come across this street drug, which essentially promises them the ability to travel between dimensions. And they find that some of the people that they know that are taking the drug aren't coming back the same. And pretty soon these slackers who can't hold down a job find out that the fate of humanity may well rest in their hands. It was written by this terrific writer. The book, John Dies at the End, he wrote a sequel called, what was the title again? Yes, it was This Book is Full of Spiders, Seriously, Dude, Don't Touch It, which is a hilarious book. But John Dies at the End starred Paul Giamatti, Clancy Brown, and Glenn Turman was wonderful. And what I am really proud of and what I like most about the original story and the ultimate movie is there's just some really strange philosophy in that movie. And I know that that might sound like intellectual or whatever. It's a pretty visceral movie, actually, with a lot of, exploding heads and eyeballs and what have you. But I really thought that that movie touched a nerve in a very strange way, and I'm very proud of it in that respect.
Very cool. Okay, tell me as much as you can about Ravager, Phantasm Ravager.
Well,
first,
I can tell you a lot more because we finally have a release date, which is October 7th.
Yes.
So it'll be coming out on in theaters in and also on video on demand and iTunes and all of that. Mm-hmm. Along with Phantasm Remastered, we'll also be released that same day. So you'll be able to buy those through those mediums. Phantasm Ravager is the final film, the fifth and final film in this iteration of the Phantasm series. It stars all the original cast. It ties up almost all of the loose ends that people have been badgering me about for years. And it just features some really wonderful stuff. I mean, Reggie is back and he is kicking ass. He's our everyman, ex-ice cream vendor, hero, action hero. He's got his four-barrel shotgun back. He meets a girl and you know that's not going to end well.
Right.
And it's probably got the bloodiest damn sphere kill ever filmed in the Phantasm universe.
Awesome.
I mean, it's got two or three of those. I mean, we just pulled out all the stops. Mm-hmm. So it's anybody who's as diehard as you are, Nick, are going to love the movie. And hopefully the people who haven't seen as many of the Phantasms will get to investigate all of them and then watch the concluding chapter.
I do want to mention quickly, what a nice and popular plug. Entertainment Weekly, you almost broke the internet on Entertainment Weekly when they announced the release of Phantasm Remastered and Ravager. People went nuts online.
Well, look, it's the problem with making these movies in an independent way. We had been working on the movie for a couple of years because, we had, this is Phantasm Ravager, it was done, with very modest means and which forced us to be much more creative. It was done very similarly to the original Phantasm. And back in 2014, we'd been filming in secret. But, some little tidbits had been getting out, and we thought, we've got to make an announcement that the movie's coming. Mm-hmm. So we made the announcement in 2014, and we weren't finished shooting. We still had to shoot and do all the editing and all of that. And then we had to find a distributor and get this whole wondrous plan that we have in place finally. But during that two-year period after, well, people were thrilled that there was a Phantasm, new Phantasm movie that had been filming in secret.
Yeah.
But then we had no news that we could talk about for a while. And so they, we were starting to get people to rebel on our Facebook page, the Facebook Phantasm Movies and at Phantasm.com, and getting these strange posts like, there isn't really even a movie. Somebody's pulling a big joke on us. When's this thing going to come out? And so it was such a relief. Finally, last week, we were able to announce it. And I think even us, we were surprised at how much pent up demand we had accidentally created for this movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gone far and wide, and we're really excited about it. And I just can't wait to share it because it features so much of the Phantasm legacy. The score to Ravager is magnificent, and it's homegrown because it uses all the same themes, but done by Chris Stone, who's worked on Phantasms 2, 3, and 4. Our original composers, Fred Meyer and Malcolm Seagrave, had passed back in the late 90s. But Chris has taken it and just, it's wondrous, magnificent, and so much more huge than anything we've ever seen in Phantasm, but still organic. So,
Okay, so Phantasm Ravager, which is the fifth and final film of the series, opens October 7th. You can go to Phantasm.com for more information. Don's got a Facebook page and a website and all that cool stuff. So look for Phantasm Ravager coming October 7th. All the Phantasm fans are going to lose their mind when this thing comes out. But in the meantime, you got to come out and see Phantasm Remastered, the original 1979 masterpiece Phantasm, completely remastered in 4K digital projection with new sound. It's just going to be incredible. And it's at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. And for those of you who come out to my film club screenings, you know what a great theater that is. It's this Friday, August 5th at 10 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th at 11:30 p.m. I'll be there to introduce Don. Don will introduce the movie, and then we can all watch Phantasm Remastered together. And you can check it out at flashbackweekend.com for more details. And you can go to carmike.com to get your tickets. And get your tickets now because they're going to go fast. I mean, this is a big, big deal to see a special advanced, two special advanced screenings of Phantasm Remastered.
Hey, Nick, I wanted to mention one more thing. Mm-hmm. I might just be bringing along a little something from Ravager to screen.
Oh!
So I might be able to share something fun that no one's seen yet.
All right. So there's something. There's more reason to go. Get a little preview maybe of Phantasm Ravager, the new Phantasm movie that we've all been waiting for a couple of years now. So, Don, are you working on anything now new?
Yes, I've got two or three different scripts in various stages of development. I've got a television series that I'm trying to find an adventurous network to fund. That's a little more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking with some people about a possible John Dies at the End TV series. I don't know if anybody's got the balls to do something like that. With luck, something like that will come our way.
Yeah. Well, Don, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Can't wait to see you this weekend. It's always very, very cool to see you.
Nick, I'm really looking forward to you. I just hearing your voice, it's just, I got to see Nick, and it's only, what, four more days. So,
yes, exactly.
Looking forward to seeing you on Friday night.
I'll see you on Friday. I'll introduce you at both screenings, Friday at 10 and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. And on Saturday, late afternoon, 5:30, I think, is your Q&A, and I'll be doing that with you as well, okay?
Oh, that's going to be great fun. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Don, my pleasure. You're the best, man.
You are too. All right. Take care. I'll see you Friday.
You got it. Don Coscarelli, everybody. I have to just say this really quickly. It's mind blowing to me that I am now like friends with the guy who wrote and directed Phantasm. It's like, go back to the 14-year-old Nick DiGilio and then say to him, yeah, you know what? In a bunch of years, you're going to be friends with Don Coscarelli and have met and hung out with everybody from Phantasm. My head would explode as a 14-year-old boy. So there you go. This is going to be great, people. You got to come out and see it. Get your tickets now. This Friday, 10 p.m., Movieco Theater in Rosemont, Phantasm Remastered. Saturday at 11:30 p.m., Phantasm Remastered. Don Coscarelli in the house, writer and director. This is a big deal. Get your tickets now and more information at flashbackweekend.com.